a KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, mostly sunny skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, scattered snow showers overnight, upper teens. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies will continue with scattered snow showers, temperatures around 30. Tomorrow night, cloudy, mid-teens. And Saturday and Sunday, mostly sunny skies. Right now, it's 32.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The American Farm Bureau looking ahead to the 117th Congress. Chad Smith with more.
Getting to know the new faces in Congress will be a big priority for the American Farm Bureau. Dale Moore is the executive vice president of the American Farm Bureau. He says they'll also need to get to know the new people in ag leadership positions as well.
We've been working with our state farm bureaus to put together information packets so that we can come to a new congressman or congresswoman and say, here's who we are, here's some of our key issues that we will be working on. David Scott from Georgia is going to be the chairman, someone that we've worked with a lot. T.T. Thompson, who will be the ranking Republican on the House Agriculture Committee. As we look over to the Senate side, we have Senator Bozeman coming in.
That's Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, who will succeed Pat Roberts as Senate Ag Committee chairman. Moore says a couple of the biggest priorities the Farm Bureau will work on include trade and getting ready for the new farm bill.
Trade has been a front and center issue, whether we're looking across the Pacific at China and the Pacific Rim countries, Japan, South Korea, and so forth. And as we look across the Atlantic Ocean, we're seeing that Great Britain and Europe have finally got their Brexit agreement put together, and we look forward to hopefully making some progress with the European Union. The new farm bill is going to be an interesting one, given all that we've been through between the trade wars, certainly with the impact of COVID on farmers and ranchers, livestock producers across the country.
Ensuring farmers have a steady supply of guest worker labor will be another key priority in the new session.
The other area that is always a perennial issue has been ever since I've come to Washington, D.C., and that is ensuring that farmers and ranchers have access to a ready, stable, legal workforce, and that's going to be an ongoing challenge that we're still trying to find answers to.
Chad Smith, Washington.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. During her press briefing yesterday, Governor Laura Kelly gave an update with the latest amount of COVID-19 testing across the state of Kansas as she continues with her COVID-19 testing campaigns.
The state has performed 170,000 tests directly related to our unified testing strategy, with a total of 962,000 tests administered since the pandemic began.
The governor also announced additional testing sites across the state of Kansas on the Go Get Tested campaign website.
There are now 42 free testing sites available on gogettested.com/Kansas. That's up from 7 when we first launched the program.
And with the additional testing across the state, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment did report 6,371 new COVID-19 cases since earlier this week, with a total number of cases since the pandemic began at over 222,000 cases. The KDHE also reported 193 new deaths since Monday. Good American Network News.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 through KMF with 1333 1000 financed. Expires December 31st, 2020.
A winter storm is moving across parts of Texas and Oklahoma that could be dumping up to 18 inches of snow in places before moving eastward and possibly spawning tornadoes. The National Weather Service says 12 to 18 inches of snow in southern Texas is possible by Thursday evening, with snow expected to go into Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Forecasts say the storm will then move eastward, creating a threat of tornadoes across Louisiana and southern Mississippi later tonight as the colder temperatures are met with the moisture and warmer air. The storm has already produced a brief tornado in Corsicana, Texas on Wednesday evening. And a Kansas police officer fatally shot a man suspected of killing his mother-in-law and shooting his wife. Wichita police say 37-year-old James Williams was killed after a confrontation at his mother-in-law's home on Wednesday. Police said that him and his wife were divorcing and he was served on Tuesday with a protection from abuse order. After a confrontation that included Williams firing at least 25 shots, he agreed to allow his wife and the children to leave. Police say that Williams, who was armed with two handguns, followed them and tried to prevent his wife from going, prompting the officers to fire and kill him. Good American Network News.
Go full speed ahead. Blue Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The University of Nebraska Medical Center and Nebraska Medicine are participating in national testing of a potential new coronavirus vaccine for adults. The medical center plans to enroll 1,000 study participants for the clinical trial. The potential vaccine was developed by Novavax Incorporated, a U.S. biotechnology company which plans to enroll 30,000 adults in the U.S. and Mexico. People who won't be receiving the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines in the next 3 to 6 months are encouraged to consider enrolling in the trial. The vaccine candidate is a protein-based vaccine created from the coronavirus spike protein and an added component that boosts a person's immune response to stimulate higher levels of antibodies. Another major winter storm making its way to the Midwest for the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day time frame, but luckily this one is going to make its mark east of Nebraska. Mid-America Network News.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Our veterans deserve a lot of things. Praise, honor, respect. What they don't deserve are attempts to take advantage of their service. Sadly, scammers often target veterans by going after their pensions or disability benefits with fake requests for personal information, charity scams, fake rebate offers, and more. Be vigilant and remember the Veterans Administration won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. Help protect those who protected our country. Visit aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork to learn more. Paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. River Valley Extension District will present survey data at the annual lease meeting Monday, January 4th, 7 till 9 p.m. at the FNB Bank Meeting Room in Washington. Summary reports will be available throughout the year at all of the River Valley Extension offices and are on their website that can be downloaded. For additional information, contact Rebecca Zach at 785-541-0283 or zrebecca@ksu.edu. Again, that meeting Monday, January 4th, 7 till 9 p.m. at the FNB Bank Meeting Room in Washington. Other upcoming winter crop meetings include the annual Soybean School, January 28th, to be held in Clay Center, Winning the Marketing Game class scheduled February 9th at Belleville, and a soil fertility meeting February 23rd at Concordia. The Women in Agriculture Farm Management Educational Series will be featured Thursdays, February 11th through March 25th in Washington. 4-H Honor Award winners were announced in Washington County, with the Distinguished Service Award going to Stephen Meyer, who has served as a project leader with Happy Workers for 33 years. Jake Panbacker was the 4-H Alumni Award winner. He's involved with the photography program on both the county and state levels. Carla White was recognized as 4-H leader and has been active with Hanover 4-H the past 9 years. Lynn Livewires were named for the 4-H Spirit Award, based in part on their continued work in 4-H during the pandemic through virtual meetings and online communications. Nemahal County Farm Bureau recently recognized the Farm Family of the Year. The award, which went to the Royce and Monica Becker family, recognizes distinguished service through Farm Bureau programs and leadership, as well as family activities, community service, and civic service, as well as displaying good farm operation management. Royce is the vice president of the USD 380 school board. He and Monica are active with St. Patrick's Church, while their 5 children are not only active in the farm operation, but also take part in sports and other activities at Centralia Schools and the Corning community teams. Winners of the Light Up Marysville Christmas Lighting Contest were announced, with Robert and Regina McInerney at 1310 Debbie Lane named People's Choice. Jason and Tony Horman at 411 South 15th Street won the Clark Griswold Award. Chuck and Christina Lauer and Lori Salter at 1404 Debbie Lane were chosen Reason for the Season. And the People's Choice runner-up went to Nicole Wassenberg at 310 South 13th Street. The Best Business Award went to the Mountain Plains Agency at 814 Broadway. In Washington, first place in the Christmas Lighting Contest went to Don and Kathy Brax at 305 Washington. Second place, Chris and Tracy Taylor, 204 West 5th Street. And third place, Jordan and Kayla Wyatt, 401 West 2nd Street. In Blue Rapids, Rob and Karen Swearingen won first place, Cliff and Deb Miller second, and Crystal Gordon third. In Waterville, first place in judging went to Curtis and Katie Larson, second place to Lisa G. Anderson, and third place to Michael and Tracy Coble. Mary R. Fieldhausen, age 59, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30, at the United Methodist Church, Marysville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery at Blue Rapids. Visitation Thursday, noon until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Fieldhausen. Bessie Bess B. Shum, age 92, of Home, passed away Wednesday. Public visitation Saturday, 10 to 2, at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville, with a private service to follow. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary Marysville in charge of arrangements for Bess Shum. Evelyn M. Michaelis, age 92, of Wymore, passed away Saturday. A memorial service is planned Monday, 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church, Wymore. Interment in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 7. Family will greet friends Sunday from 5 until 6:30 at the Laughlin Hovet Funeral Home in Wymore in charge of arrangements for Evelyn Michaelis. George F. Pavlik, age 96, of Beatrice, formerly of Odell, passed away Monday. Private memorial graveside service is planned Monday, 11 a.m. at the Odell Czech Cemetery. Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice in charge of arrangements for George Pavlik. Hamaya M. Stiggy, 11-month-old infant daughter of Alexander Stiggy and Devin Dinas, passed away December 27th at Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City. The Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for infant Amaya Stiggy.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
United Bank and Trust will be open normal hours New Year's Eve, but closed New Year's Day. Open again normal hours on Saturday.
Ring in the new year with the Wagon Wheel Cafe's New Year's Eve dinner. Make it a romantic night with the lobster and sirloin surf and turf champagne dinner for two for $55, or a prime rib dinner, or celebrate as a family with kids' cheeseburger or chicken strip dinners, complete with noisemaker. Sorry, parents. Dine-in and carry-out available. Make plans for New Year's Eve with a special dinner from 5 to 9 with the Wagon Wheel.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a quick high-pressure system across the central and east-central parts of the Midwest, bringing us sunny skies, dry weather, but we have a low-pressure system that'll be forming in the southern parts of Texas that will push off towards the north-northeast. On the western edge of this low, northwest edge, we'll see some scattered snow showers, wintry mix across the central, east-central parts of the Midwest starting late tonight, continuing into tomorrow, in which we'll see several inches of snow possible. Otherwise, the system moves out of the area. We'll see dry weather as we head into the weekend. We'll still see temperatures anywhere in the 30s and 40s across the central parts of the Midwest. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, mid-30s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, increasing clouds, scattered snow showers overnight in the upper teens. For tomorrow, we'll continue with scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy skies, 30. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
A tisket, a tasket, a big old Christmas basket sale at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Purchase a Christmas basket tote for $9.99 and save 20% on everything you can fit inside. So get ready to cram it, jam it, stuff it, and save big through Sunday at Reflections, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 66. The average low 18, the record low is 8 below zero. Sunrise this morning at 7:47, sunset this evening at 5:14.
When I looked for a home improvement loan, I knew there were lots of options, but the choice turned out to be simple. I did my homework, then I went to the home of the home improvement loan.
If you want the best service and competitive rates from an experienced quality lender, your decision just got a lot easier. Come talk to us about your home improvement loan. We're an equal housing lender. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Some cultures believe what you eat tonight affects your fortune in the coming year. A look at some of that New Year's lore today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 31st. The leap year gave us an extra day way back in February, making this the 366th and the final day of 2020. Singer John Denver was born on this day in 1943. New Year's Eve is celebrated with a rich tradition of folklore around the world, and the evening meal plays an important role. The Cuban tradition is to eat 12 grapes, one for each month of the past year. It's customary in Buddhist temples to eat noodles at midnight. In the southern U.S., it's considered lucky to eat black-eyed peas. In Denmark, boiled cod is a meal of choice. In German folklore, says eating herring on New Year's Eve will bring you luck in the coming year. Just don't count on a kiss at midnight. And there is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about New Year's and this day in history at almanac.com.
Sapp Brothers in Hanover sends you thoughtful wishes your way this Christmas season. May the treasures and traditions of Christmas fill your heart with hope and happiness. And may you have a successful journey ahead in the new year. They'll be with you to fuel you on your way.
Our lives are brightened by all creatures, great and small. Prairie Valley Vet in Blue Rapids has enjoyed their time with you and your pets and livestock this year, and are eager for what the coming year has in store. Best wishes this Christmas season and a very happy new year from Prairie Valley Vet.
Enan's Automotive, your Napa parts store in Marysville, thanks you for your business this past year and looks forward to good things to come in the new year. Safe travels to you and your family this holiday season as you spend time with those dear to you. Best wishes this Christmas time and through the new year from Enan's Automotive. KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Wichita State Shockers made quick work of Newman University yesterday. Wichita State scored the first 16 points of the game and never looked back in an 81-43 rout of Newman. Dexter Dennis finished with a season-high 13 points to lead WSU. His dunk on the game's first play fueled a 16-0 run in the game's first 5 minutes. That's the best by a Shocker team since 1991, when they scored the first 18 points in a win over Rider. The Shockers shot a season-high 49.3%, helped by 7 dunks and 14 more layups. The Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday planning to rest the majority of their starters against the Los Angeles Chargers, choosing to risk a bit of rust over the danger of injury with the number one seed and first-round playoff already secured. That means Chad Henne will be starting as quarterback. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Bobcat invented the compact equipment industry. Now we're reinventing it with the all-new Bobcat R-Series loaders. Completely redesigned from the ground up, R-Series loaders are the most powerful, durable loader Bobcat has ever built. Experience unmatched power and performance firsthand by visiting White Star Machinery. We have the new Bobcat T66 and T76 in stock and ready to work. While you're here, check out the all-new R2 Series excavators. Give us a call at 316-838-3321 to schedule a demo today.
Augusta Flight Center in Augusta invites you to get your dream of learning to fly off the ground with private pilot packages from Augusta Flight Center. And if you were flying a lot but haven't flown for a while, check out Augusta Flight Center's Rusty Pilot Program. The trusted flight instructors at AFC will make sure you're safe and ready to go. With the largest selection of rental aircraft in South Central Kansas, tailwheel instruction and discovery flights for only $100 plus tax, check out Augusta Flight Center online at iFlyAugusta.com. Oklahoma continues to have success on the Dallas Cowboys home field. The 8th-ranked Sooners captured the Cotton Bowl with a convincing 55-20 pounding of Florida. Spencer Rattler threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for another score 11 days after helping the Sooners win the Big 12 title in the same stadium. Oklahoma racked up 684 total yards with Ramondre Stevenson rushing for 186. Florida's first possession ended with Trey Norwood's 45-yard interception return for a touchdown. That was the first of 3 picks thrown by Heisman Trophy finalist quarterback Kyle Trask in the first quarter after only 5 all season. Meanwhile, Wisconsin won its bowl game by rallying against Wake Forest. Belmont Stakes winner Tis the Law has been suddenly retired on the advice of a veterinarian after an x-ray revealed bone bruising in the colt's front leg. Tis the Law had 6 wins and 9 career starts and earnings of close to $3 million. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Diller Odell Griffins swept a pair in basketball from Meridian in makeup games Wednesday. Diller Odell girls took Meridian 60-40, and the Diller Odell boys won 73-21.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. As you clean out the garage, basement, or shed, start gathering discards that could be used for unique containers on your patio or deck. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Gardeners often add whimsy to the garden or preserve family memories by planting their child's wagon, lunch pail, or pair of old boots. The horticulturist at the Wisconsin State Fair adds fun and beauty to the grounds with unique planters, like a Ferris wheel passenger car in the midway, milk cans by the dairy barn, and traffic cones at the entrance to the parking lot. Not only do the planters look beautiful, but also fit the space, theme, and look of the area. As you create containers, select those that complement the color and other design elements of your patio, deck, or garden space. Use large containers or groups of containers in large spaces. Save small pots for nooks, crannies, and other small spaces. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Robbie Hind has the title of Paniolo. For people living in one state, that's a very recognizable name. A job title specifically for these hardworking people. The story is part of our Best of 2020 series, and it's next on the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Robbie Hind is a title you don't often associate with people living in Hawaii.
I'm fifth generation here in Hawaii. The original Hind came from England in the mid-1800s. I'm basically a cowboy.
Cattle were introduced to the islands in the late 1700s, but there was no need for cowboys initially.
The king at the time, King Kamehameha I, put a kapu on them or a tabu. You couldn't hurt them. And so the population was starting to overrun the population, their taro patches and everything.
As the number of cattle began to overrun the island, the king summoned Spanish cowboys from California, vaqueros, to help round up the herd. The Hawaiians called them paniolos, a term that they still use to refer to Hawaiian cowboys. This is certainly a different type of ranch country.
We're grazing on a volcano, right? On the island of Hawaii, there's so many different types of terrain.
Over time, the older lava flows have eroded to dirt, but newer lava flows remain a rocky mass that can be hard for cattle and cowboys to navigate. In fact, it seems some horses are better bred for climbing the crags of the volcanic surface.
You could not bring a horse from the mainland and expect it to be at all productive because it would not know how to go over the lava. But if it was raised there, it knew how to get along with the lava.
In some cases, ranches tried to do what they could to help their horses and stock over the terrain.
I remember when I was a kid how these bulldozers would drag big anchor chains between them and smash the lava with the anchor chains and make it smoother so that, you know, horses and cattle could run on it.
Robbie eventually became livestock manager for the Parker Ranch, one of the largest ranches in the world. Traveling the countryside in Waimea, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCray.
Wrinkle your nose from a nasty smell coming from the tractor? Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Chances are you have some foul fungi living in your fuel system as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
If your tractor isn't running very well and there is a strong, smelly odor coming from it, there might be a fungus living in the fuel system. Ag engineer Alan Hansen at the University of Illinois says as diesel fuel is handled over time and goes from one container to another, it can become contaminated with microorganisms. Fuel tank gauging systems are a favorite fungi hangout.
First of all, you start to get some fuel starvation to the engine and a loss of power. And when you want to start the engine, you know, it may not start because you're not getting enough fuel to the fuel injection pump.
The fuel filter will show a slimy buildup, and the fuel might have a rotten egg smell. The fungus clings to surfaces and traps water and waste products against metal, increasing the chance for corrosion. Clogged filters and contaminated fuel also leads to smoky, less efficient burning. The fungus must be eliminated or you'll have expensive repairs. Chemical warfare is the best course of action against microvermin living in your fuel.
There are biocides or chemicals that you can add to the fuel that will help to kill off those microbes. But they can apparently be pretty persistent, and you can get reinfestation occurring. You have to make sure that you do a good job of dosing your tank and the whole fuel injection system to make sure that you get it cleared.
Once the fuel has been treated, you may notice the filter plugging up as the microorganisms die. The best way to prevent microbial growth in the first place is to lessen the exposure of the diesel fuel to water. Learn more about foul fungi in your fuel system at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover recognizes every day the valued relationships that they've established with the community over the years. Proud to continue service and support for our hometown, Andy's Hardware and Lumber in Hanover says thanks to you. Season's greetings and best wishes.
I'm Farm Bureau Agent Brian Crott. My team and I are proud to be part of the Marysville community. We thank you for your business, and we wish you and your families a safe and joyful season. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Farm Bureau Financial Services.
a really good book. I often end up staying up far too late, reading just one more chapter, and one more, just to find out what happens next. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. You know, the start of a new year is a lot like starting a new chapter of a book. And it's even more exciting because you can start fresh with totally blank pages. One way to start is to ponder a few simple questions. What are your goals for your chapter this year? How will you use your time, your talents, and your finances in a way that shows you're being wise with all you've been given? Do you want to be filled with more contentment this year? Try practicing gratitude, giving thanks for everything you have. And take comfort, knowing that God will provide what you need. It is here. You've reached the end of the chapter, and it's time to start writing the next one. You have the fresh opportunity to live a life of contentment, confidence, and generosity.
The Big Agricultural Cooperative Gromar takes sustainability seriously. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Gromar calls its sustainability initiative Endure, and it encompasses a wide variety of plans and programs. The Director for Agronomy, Marketing, and Technology at Gromar, Lance Rupert, says one of those programs involves working with 4-H and other groups to promote pollinator habitat.
You know, that was a program we introduced probably 5 years ago, and believe it or not, we gave out or sponsored more pollinator habitats in 2020 than we have in the five-year history of the program. So it continues to be popular.
Gromar does a lot of business in fertilizers, and Rupert says Endure also emphasizes fertilizer stewardship.
We're starting to understand the soil and the microbes that are in the soil that are beneficial from a nutrient uptake and recycling standpoint. We're getting involved in testing and looking at biologicals that can fix nitrogen from the air, supplementing the plant's need for nitrogen versus a fertilizer that's applied to the soil.
There's a link on my website at NorthShoreProductions.com to the latest Endure report from Gromar. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Now that the UK and the EU have met their year-end deadline for reaching a Brexit trade deal, the US and UK face a hard deadline for completing a bilateral agreement. The UK and EU faced a hard Brexit with hard borders impeding trade had they failed in their talks. Now the US and the UK face a different kind of barrier if they fail to secure a bilateral deal. American Farm Bureau trade advisor Dave Salmonson.
Now we have a deadline because of our own trade promotion authority law, effectively April 1st. If there isn't an agreement between the U.S. and U.K. that can be notified to Congress, then the TPA procedures, the up and down vote without amendment, will not apply. So they really got a hard deadline to negotiate against.
And then he says there's the politics of a new administration.
Politically, of course, we haven't heard the Biden administration say a lot about this. They've talked in more broad terms, the focus on domestic first, which is natural given the current environment we're in. But, you know, the government, it's a big government. They can focus on, they can do multiple things at once. They have to.
Salmonson says the new White House team may want to focus more on climate change with the EU, but Brexit now out of the way. He argues there's no reason Washington and London can't finish their own deal. And while not mentioning the pandemic, trade could also give a boost to economic recovery from the ravages of the coronavirus. In other news, Argentina's port and grain union workers have ended a 20-day strike after reaching an agreement Tuesday, with the settlement coming after the government intervened in the dispute. The move lifts a major work stoppage that had left more than 150 ships stranded at the country's ports. Argentina is one of the world's largest suppliers of soybeans, corn, and wheat. Ag news from Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited term financing on Sorento, Cadenza, and K900 KMF with 1333.1000.
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Well, the recently signed coronavirus aid package includes some important benefits for America's farmers. Chad Smith with more on some of those important changes to the Paycheck Protection Program.
The Paycheck Protection Program was designed by Congress to help small businesses stay open and keep their employees on the payroll. Pat Wolf, Senior Director of Congressional Relations with the American Farm Bureau, talks about how the important program worked to keep businesses running during COVID-19.
The way that it did that was to provide loans and then forgive repayment if the loans were used for three things: wages, mortgages/rent, and utilities.
Wolf says when Congress passed the PPP, they were very clear that loan amount would not be taxable. She says the Treasury Department took an unfortunately different position.
They were going to deny tax deductions for expenses made with those loans. So, in effect, they were canceling out Congress's intent to provide those loans tax-free. And that is one thing that got fixed in the bill that passed last week and was signed into law by the president.
Wolf says the COVID-19 relief bill also had another important item that will benefit American farmers.
The COVID relief bill did one other thing that will be helpful to farmers, and that is it expanded the things that PPP loans can be used for. The bill added personal protective devices. So now when a farm employer has to buy special gear or make accommodations for his workers to stay safe, you can use PPP loans for that and have the repayment forgiven.
Chad Smith, Washington.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Seems like everyone wants a big green egg for Christmas, and rightfully so. It's the most versatile barbecue and cooking product on the market with endless capabilities. From appetizers, entrees, and dessert, the Big Green Egg can do it all. Check them out at Hometown Lumber and Hardware, along with a great line of accessories to enhance your backyard barbecue experience. And with a range of sizes, there's a Big Green Egg to fit your lifestyle. Make your list and check it twice at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson back to talk about the ever-important subject for farmers and ranchers in this country of trade with other countries for the huge crops that we're able to produce here in the United States. after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
I want to talk more today to wind down the year because after tomorrow, I'll not be doing this on a weekly basis. So let me talk about the uncertainty of foreign trade with buyers and customers of American agricultural products. I talked yesterday about the shipments of U.S. soybeans in November to China that more than doubled from the previous year because cargoes were booked following that phase one trade deal between the United States and China and arrived in the country. The world's top buyer of soybeans brought in 6 million tons of the oilseed from the U.S. in November. That's up, listen to this, that's up 136% from the same period a year ago. And it points out how vital that agricultural market is because with China not taking that amount in 1 month, it would have meant that would have to be consumed or sold here in the United States. And I keep saying that American agriculture is so successful at producing food and energy and other products that we could never consume or use it all here in the United States. And so we have to find the markets that will take our products. And of course, China is the most important and biggest buyer of U.S. soybeans. But China has been having its problems with the hog production herd in that country because last year the African swine fever decimated much of the pork production in China. And I keep saying that China is the biggest producer of hogs and the biggest consumer of pork in the world. We need them. And when their pork production gets cut the way it has been because of African swine fever, that cuts into the need for soybean oil and soybean products that normally would be imported from the United States. Now, the Chinese pork herd is recovering from that African swine fever, but it's going to take a little more doing to get that done. And now you add the poultry bird flu making a comeback. This, in addition to the COVID-19 situation, we have got cutting consumption and action in much of the agricultural community here in the United States. So with the new Biden administration, if you're a farmer or rancher, you stress on their officials how important it is to keep agriculture trade at the forefront. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
For a wide variety of solar power and plug-in fencers, insulators, polywire, and all of the accessories you'll need to get it done right, remember Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. The one-stop shop with great pricing on all your fencing supplies, including Parmac and Gallagher fencers. Check them out online at valleyvet.com or make a quick trip to Valley Vet Supply in Marysville. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 8, Saturday, 8 to 6, and Sunday, 12:30 to 5.
Valley Vet Supply.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
A well-stocked woodpile means cozy warmth. Harvesting your own firewood by hand takes a few trusty tools to get the job done. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
Thoreau once said that firewood warms you twice, once when you cut it and again when you burn it. If you chop your own wood by hand with an axe, you'll know exactly what he means. A good sharp axe is indispensable for chopping up fallen trees and splitting large logs. Craig McKinley is a retired extension forestry specialist at Oklahoma State University, and he says choosing an axe is a rather personal selection.
There's a choice of either what they call a single bit or a double bit, and the single bit has the sharp edge on one side, and the double bit has the sharp edge on both sides. I prefer a double bit because I think the balance is a little better. It doesn't want to turn in my hand.
In addition to the weight of the head, the shape of the handle is important for comfort. Choose one that fits you. Since the axe head will probably outlast a couple of handles, make sure the handle and head are secured with visible wedges. They should not be molded together with plastic because replacing the handle will be very difficult. Keep the axe blade sharp with a sharpening steel and pocket-sized whetstone. A companion with an axe to finish the job is a maul. It's used to split the wood chunks into quarter rounds of firewood. Like the axe, it should be well-balanced and head attached firmly to the handle. However, this tool does not need to be sharpened.
Because it is not a cutting instrument, it's a brute force splitting instrument. So if someone has one of those, don't sharpen it down like an axe. Basically, an axe would get stuck in the wood where this maul has enough force to split it.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about wood cutting tools and how to use them at agriculture.com.
Go full speed ahead. Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. Well, Kansas City wheat trying to rally now late in the day on the last day of 2020. March KC wheat up a half a cent at 601 and three quarters. May up a half at 605. Corn continues to do well. March up 9.5 at 484. May up 9 at 483 and a quarter. Soybeans continue their strong day. January beans up 9.5 at 1313 and a quarter. March beans up 10 and a quarter at 1310 and three quarters. Looking at the products, soybean meal and soybean oil doing well also. January bean meal is up 80 cents at 433.20. March is up 110 at 428.90. January bean oil up 70 points at 43.37. March is up 57 at 42.43. So a good look for the soy complex. Beans, bean oil, and bean meal all doing nicely. Corn and wheat have come back around for some positives for Kansas City wheat now in the middle of the day. December live cattle up 82 at 112.95 as the livestock complex continues mixed. February live cattle up 2 at 114.47. Feeder cattle are up. The early months are. January feeders up 7 at 138.60. March feeders up 2 at 139.77. After that, things get a little dicey and we see lots of red on the screen. February hogs up 247 at 70.07. April hogs up 130 at 72.37. So, for the most part, things looking good right now in the livestock complex. Cotton is not having a good day. March cotton down 4 at 77.93. May cotton is down 4 at 78.53. So a tough go for cotton right now. crude oil is off as well. February crude is down 13 cents at 48.26. March down 14 cents at 48.37. We're seeing pressure on unleaded gas and heating oil as well. Natural gas is in the green with some positives. And gold is up. February gold is up $1.30 at $18.94.70. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
This month, Midwest Kia is combining two great events to help you beat the Kansas cold. During the Kia Command the Season sales event, Midwest Kia is holding our Season of Savings event. That means, one, combine $1,000 in Kia Holiday Bonus Cash with 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on eligible new Kia models. Two, get double the dealer discount on every 2021 Kia equipped with all-weather drive. Need more? Three, this December, Midwest Kia will help you command the season with remote start at no extra charge. Command this season of savings with 0% APR, double discounts on every all-weather drive model, and with the added gift of remote start on us. It's the Season of Savings sales event going on now at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models.
The only station with seven decades of country music history. Classic Country AM 1570 and FM 94.1. KNDY Marysville.